The World This Week. Business.
The decision by America and Britain to ban Russian oil imports rattled markets. At one point, Brent crude briefly came close to $140 a barrel. Russia warned that the ban would send it hurtling towards $300. But prices retreated when the United Arab Emirates became the first member of OPEC to support ramping up production. Earlier, the International Energy Agency said that its member countries were ready to release more oil from their emergency stockpiles to help tame prices. Shell, meanwhile, said it would withdraw fully from Russia. This came after the energy giant was criticized for buying a ship's cargo of heavily discounted Russian oil to supply one of its refineries. European markets for natural gas underwent huge price movements. Benchmark Dutch futures briefly hit a record high of €345, that's $380, a megawatt hour, before falling back. Prices swung back and forth within a spread of €200. The price a year ago was around €17. Trading in other commodities was also volatile. Shipments of wheat from Russia, the world's biggest exporter, and Ukraine, the fifth biggest, have ground to a halt, pushing crop prices to a record. The London Metal Exchange was forced to halt trading in nickel when prices more than doubled to over $100,000 a ton. Russia is the biggest supplier of the top-quality nickel used in things like electric car batteries. Palladium, manufactured in catalytic converters to help curb emissions, hit a new peak. The spot price for gold touched $2,070 an ounce, close to its all-time high before falling back. American Express, MasterCard, and Visa suspended their operations in Russia. Russian banks are trying out several alternative payment systems, such as China's UnionPay. Credit cards will be no good anyway for Russians hoping to go on a spending splurge. Cartier, Hermès, LVMH, and other luxury goods companies have stopped selling their products there. Professional services firms also headed for the exit. Deloitte, Ernst & Young, KPMG, and PwC all cut ties with Russian businesses. McDonald's temporarily closed its restaurants in Russia, a move filled with symbolism. The fast food chain opened its first outlet in Moscow in January 1990, during the Glasnost era and 2 years before the formal dissolution of the Soviet Union. Pictures of hundreds of Moscovites queuing for their first taste of a Big Mac were beamed around the world. The British government imposed sanctions on Roman Abramovich and six other oligarchs suspected of having links to Vladimir Putin, freezing their British assets. The government took control of Chelsea Football Club, which Mr. Abramovich owns. The Premier League side now has to operate under a special license, which grants permissions for the team to continue playing matches.